If confirmed, I would continue our efforts to assist the people of Zimbabwe in their pursuit of a representative, democratically elected government that respects human rights, adheres to the rule of law, and undertakes the economic reforms necessary to bring prosperity back to Zimbabwe and contribute to growth and stability in the region. I'm not sure that we can depend on Mr. Mugabe being cooperative. The key is to help the reform-minded members of all parties in Zimbabwe to develop the capacity to develop a certain level of economic stability and progress despite his presence, and to watch that progress closely to see if it is in fact real progress or just fake progress. I'm not sure that we can depend on Mr. Mugabe being cooperative. The key is to help the reform-minded members of all parties in Zimbabwe to develop the capacity to develop a certain level of economic stability and progress despite his presence, and to watch that progress closely to see if it is in fact real progress or just fake progress. I certainly, having spent most of my career serving in Asia, and including 4.5 years in China itself, have an interest in what China is doing around the world as it's establishing itself as a world power. And I do believe that it can play a productive role in countries like Zimbabwe. I don't at the current time have sufficient details about what the Chinese are doing, but one of the priority tasks for me, if confirmed, would be to make contact with my Chinese counterparts in Zimbabwe to get a better feel for what they are doing and how that can complement what we're doing. Thus far, in fiscal year 09, our humanitarian aid has surpassed $160 million for food aid, food security, refugee support, health, water, sanitation, and hygiene programs. Our assistance in Zimbabwe also focuses on supporting democratic forces and civil society. I believe Zimbabwe is at a crossroads. The decisions made by its leadership now will be felt far into the future. Confirmed, I will do my utmost to protect Americans and American interests, while at the same time working to help the people of Zimbabwe.